For instance, all decisions will be fully exercised and provide a 100% decision coverage if the test case sets the variable count to 5 and then inputs the values 1, 5, negative 2, negative 3, 6. Keep in mind that this is considered as a single test case, even if there are multiple values for the variable new. This is because all the values are input in a single execution of the program. Though this example does not provide the smallest set of inputs that can achieve a 100% decision coverage, it does provide a valid example. Understanding programs with loops are a bit complex to understand compared to programs without loops, but it does get easier as you get familiar with them.